Gospel power. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. A Gospel of Power by Barry Bennett. Expect the power of God and miracles in your life. Your intense anticipation of His goodness is the fertile ground for faith to receive miracles. The true gospel is the power of God. Lifeless religion will leave people creating doctrinal excuses for their powerless lives. Don't be an unbelieving believer. Number one, signs should follow the word. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16:20. Number two, preaching grace should produce signs and wonders. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Acts 14 and 3. Number 3. To fully preach the gospel, signs and wonders should be evident. Through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Romans 15:19. Number 4. Signs are the fruit of hearing the word and faith being born in the hearts of the listeners. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Galatians 3:5. Legalism won't produce signs and wonders. The true gospel will. Number 5. When we hear him, healing will come. This requires that we hear the true word of God and that we give attention to that word. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Luke 5:15. Number 6. Healing is the nature of the word. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4:20-22.